An attainable housing development in Fergus has been given final approval. Centre Wellington Council has approved Habitat for Humanity's plans to break ground this year on its latest build at 465 Garafraxa Street West. In a planning justification report to Council, the redevelopment proposed 32 three-storey stacked townhouse residential units built within three blocks. The unit types will consist of 14, four-bedroom units, 14, three-bedroom units, 7 accessible, and 4, two-bedroom units. In addition to housing, 47 parking spaces will be provided, 45 for residents and 2 visitor spots, including 3 barrier-free spaces. With wages not keeping pace with steep rises in housing rent in the center of Wellington and across the province as a whole, it is becoming increasingly difficult for families to afford to own a home unit, said the report. The proposed development will help to create a healthy, livable, and safe community by contributing to a mix of residential unit types. As Habitat for Humanity builds, these units will be sold to families that have met the criteria for Habitat's home ownership program and will later volunteer 500 hours with Habitat while also making regular mortgage payments. During a meeting in March 2023, 2 oral submissions were made by residents who neighbor the potential development. Worried about the lack of sidewalks and amenity space for future residents, as well as stormwater management, one resident shared her concerns that the facility outlets directly adjacent to her property and is prone to flooding during high water events. A sidewalk has since been proposed, linking the subject land to the sidewalk at Maiden Lane and facilitating safe access to nearby parks. Another resident questioned the status of environmental site assessment reports for the site due to concerns about contamination. Council members had also asked about trail connections to the site and bicycle parking. The site has since been cleared of any potential stormwater contamination concerns near the proposed residential development. As previously noted, while the proposed units are not defined as affordable housing, they are considered to be more attainable than most other residential unit options in the area since the units will be developed and run by Habitat for Humanity. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.